Bezat Hashem, we are learning the book of Rav Shalom, Began HaShalom, Garden of Peace. We are on page 34. We have been learning the first of many important principles which Rav Arush is going to teach us in this book. The first principle that we're learning here is that a wife is a mirror. A wife is a mirror for us, a gift from Hashem to enable us to achieve our tikkun in the world. Hashem didn't put us here stranded on a desert island with no map and no instructions. He put us here with an instruction book that's very detailed. It's called the Torah. Not only does this instruction book have many details, it also has many, many commentaries that explain how to use the instruction book. So that's what we need to do. That's the general tikkun for everyone. But what about our individual tikkun, our personal tikkun? We're also here in the world, every single person was created unique. There will never be in the world, there never was before, there never will be again, anyone like you. You are absolutely unique. You have unique properties, unique characteristics, unique talents, and unique challenges, unique lackings. And therefore, you have a unique job to do in the world that Hashem wants you to do and no one else. How do I know what that job is? I'm going to give you a help, says Hashem. And it's called your wife. My wife is going to show me what midot, what characteristics particularly I need to work on. And Hashem doesn't need me to build the world. That's the job of Esav. Esav is dealing with this world, the practicalities, making sure the trains run on time, making sure we have water in the faucet when you switch it on. Right, that's the job of Esav. He's this world. Our job is not to build Microsoft. Our job is to work on ourselves. To go back to Shemayim after 120, being the best individual person we can be. And that we don't achieve by achieving things in the external secular world. There is no garden in Gan Eden which is for senior management positions. There is no garden for doctorates. There is no garden for winning the top sales manufacturer prize of the year. Right, that is all meaningless in Shemayim. It's a waste of time. That's not our job here. Our job here is not to achieve that. Our job here is to work on ourselves. To work on ourselves. That's our number one thing. How do we know what to work on? So Hashem shows us. He tells us. He gives us a number one shiliach in the form of a wife, who, if we listen to her carefully, and if we look carefully, we're going to see exactly what we need to fix. And the only thing that stands in the way is a very small thing. It's called our ego, our gava. Our gava stands in the way of listening to our wife, who is a wonderful messenger to tell us exactly what Hashem needs to tell us. Because she's our mirror. She is our mirror. Any lacking we see in our wife is really a lacking in us. And if we can't see the lacking in us, just because we haven't looked hard enough yet, or we haven't asked Hashem to help us to find it. Just like if we lose our set of keys and we don't know where our keys are, it's a very useful segula, if you want to call it a segula, to ask Hashem to help you find the keys. It's also a very good segula to ask Hashem to help me find what it is my wife's trying to tell me here. I can't see that either. I don't know where my keys are, and I also don't know what my lackings are. for both of them, I need Hashem's help to find them. I could get lucky and I could find them without his help, but it's going to be a lot easier if I just ask him for help. But first things first, it's not our wife at fault. We cannot blame our wife for anything. Absolutely nothing, nothing, nothing. Any fault she has, Hashem gave her in order to teach us. That's the only reason he gave her. We can't blame her. Doesn't matter how many times she messes up, she fails, she does something wrong. It's not her. It's only Hashem. And we've got a choice. We can see Hashem, and then we can get the message, and we can fix it. Or we can ignore the fact that it's from Hashem, and we can fight. We can just cause a fight. Because that's all it's going to do if we criticize our wives, if we tell them they're doing something wrong, if we identify in them any lackings. Oi, so we are on page 34. Rav Shalom says as follows: Bazei HaKlal, this is the rule, this is the general principle. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mareh La'adam Be'ishto Ma'alav Lataken. Hashem shows to a man in his wife what he needs to fix. Kol Midah Ra'ah She'ro'eh Be'ishto. Every bad midah, every bad character trait that he sees in his wife. Kol Ta'ut Shehi Oseh. Kol, not Rav, not most of the Ta'ut, not sometimes when she makes a mistake. Kol Ta'ut. Every single mistake that she makes, kol davar shesarech tikun, everything that needs fixing, v'shipur etzla, an improvement in her, hakol mare la'adam ma'alav lataken. Every single thing is simply showing the man what he needs to fix. U'kumo she'adam ha'omed mol ha'mare, just like a man who's standing in front of a mirror, V'ra'e et ha'dumot shelo, and he sees his own reflection. Mishtakefet b'mareh, reflected in the mirror. V'ra'e sheyesh ba kol minei chasonot, and he sees in the reflection, he sees the image, he sees there's lots of lackings. Barur lo she'elu chasonot shebo. It's clear to him that all those lackings are in him. V'im ra'e she'atzavaron akom. If he sees, for example, that his collar is crooked, he's definitely not going to try and fix his collar in the mirror. That would be dumb. Ella it's law, rather he's going to fix it on himself. So too exactly should a man look at any difficulty, problem he sees in his wife. He needs to know that the problem is with him and to fix himself. Don't try and fix the mirror, it's dumb, it doesn't work, it's stupid, it's just going to backfire. Rather, we need to fix it in ourselves. We need to thank Hashem too. We need to thank Hashem for showing us our mistakes. We cannot see our own mistakes. We are blind to our own mistakes. We can see everyone else's mistakes very easily. We're wonderfully very good at spotting everyone else's mistakes. Very easy. Our own, can't do it, can't see it. Hashem made it that way. What can I do? Hashem made it that way that I can't see my own mistakes. So what do I need? I need someone to show me them. Otherwise, I'm going to continue in my life with all of these bad midot, bad character traits, and no one is going to tell me, and I'm not going to pick up on them, because I can't see them. Everything's good according to me. Everything looks good. I'm doing my best. Everyone else around me seems to be crazy, seems to be bonkers, seems to have major intellectual, emotional, and spiritual issues, right? But me, everything's good. Truth is, that's not true. It just looks that way to me. So Hashem says, okay, don't worry. I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you see your flaws. I'm going to give you a mirror. Up till now, you've been walking around on a desert island with no mirror. And you don't know that your hair's a mess, your clothes have got stains all over them, and your face is dirty. You don't know, you haven't seen in the mirror. You haven't seen a mirror. Hashem says, you know what? I'm going to do you a favor. I'm going to give you a mirror. And he gives you your wife. So what do we need to do when we see in the mirror, we look in the mirror and we realize it's a mirror? Baruch Hashem, we realize it's a mirror now, because we've been told what you're looking at is a mirror. It's not another person. Right? We're not a dog that the first time sees a mirror and starts barking at it because he thinks it's another dog. Right? Hopefully we're at a higher intellectual level than a dog. Ezrat Hashem. Right? We know it's a mirror. So now we know, we have to say, we say thank you to Hashem that I see the flaws. It's not nice to look in the mirror and realize my face is dirty. And not only is my face dirty now, I've been walking around with a dirty face for the last 42 years. Right? And I've only just realized it. That's very embarrassing. I'd rather blame the mirror and pretend it doesn't exist. No, it does exist. My face is dirty. I need to clean myself up. Right? And Baruch Hashem, I should thank Hashem now that he's actually revealed it to me. And I don't have to carry on for another 60 years with the same disgusting marks all over my face. I'm going to clean up those stains. I don't want to get to Shemayim with all those stains still on me. I can't fix them in Shemayim. Certainly not easily. Gehinna might help, but it's not fun. Much easier that I fix them here. It's a big, right? If someone comes up to me and tells me, you know what? You're really arrogant. You really need to work on that. I should hug him and kiss him and say, thank you very much. And here, Hashem is doing me an even greater favor. He's not coming up to me and telling me to my face that I've got all these problems. He's just letting me see it in the mirror and letting me work it out for myself. Right? I'm not getting rebuked to the face and told, you know what? You're really self-righteous and arrogant and fill in the blank. He's saying, look in the mirror and have a look. See what you see and then add two and two. If we choose not to, and Hashem still being very merciful with us, then maybe our wives will actually tell us, and then she'll rebuke us, and directly tell us, you know what? You don't love me. You know what? You're lazy. You know what? You're doing nothing around the house. You know what? You're gonna, right? And then she'll tell us, and it will be harder. But that's still Hashem's love, because it's still better to know than to go around oblivious to the fact that we're actually in need of major tikkunim. Why don't we have a lot of work to do? We shouldn't be embarrassed by the fact that we have a lot of bad midot. And we shouldn't go around thinking that we're tzaddikim, that don't need fixing. We wouldn't be here if we didn't need fixing. Shem put us here because this world is not perfect, and neither are we, and there's a job to do. There wasn't any job to do, he wouldn't have bothered bringing us down. He would have left us in Gan Eden with our feet up, basking in the glow of the Shekhinah, because we'd be perfect. But no. And so the truth is, if I'm down here, it means I've still got work to do. When I fix myself completely, Hashem can say, "Oh, you're all done. You're ready to come out to Gan Eden. We'll get the kiss, as it's known, the way of departing to the next world that's most easy, and we'll transfer seamlessly and effortlessly into the next world, and that everything will be good. But until that happens, obviously we've got stuff to work on. And if we don't know what it is to work on, why am I here? What have I still got left to work on, Hashem? I think I'm perfect. So I've got someone I can ask. I can look. I can see. Truth is, I can see the world around me too. Anything that bothers me in the world around me is also a message for me. It's just that a wife is the one that's up there, up front, in the house, close to home. Everything is a message. Everything is telling me. So that's what she's there for. Zuha teshuvah l'sheila. This is the answer to the question. Madua borei aser tisha v'gisha kokach l'harot. So Avraham tells us this is the answer to the question that people may ask, people who don't know, would ask very sensibly the question, why Hashem, did you make women so sensitive? Right? Why not make them like me? I'm thick-skinned. I can take a little bit of criticism. I can take a little bit of constructive advice. But my wife can't. Right? Women aren't made that way. Maybe, Hashem, it would have been better to have made them a little bit more thick-skinned, and then we could get on better and work things out. And no. So now we're learning why a woman is so sensitive. Because Hashem doesn't want you to criticize your wife and to try and fix her. Right? If a wife was available for fixing, if she took criticism and said, yeah, just tell me what I need to fix and I'll work on it, then we'd spend all our time trying to fix her and I would completely ignore me. I wouldn't work on me myself at all. But now I can't fix my wife, and if I try, it's going to just blow up into an awful mess. So that's really good and that's really helpful. Hashem made it that way because otherwise I would focus my attention on fixing her and not on me. But what do I need to do? And really, everything that Hashem really wants is that I fix myself. He doesn't want me to fix her. That's not my job. That's not why he put her in the world. That's not why he put me in the world. She is here to help me. Baruch Hashem. Hashem created the world for me. It's very nice. But it's a lot of responsibility. Because he created the world for me, it means that he's going to give me messages on what I need to fix. Because I'm here to be fixed. I'm not here to rule the world, to run the world, to be king. That's his job. I'm here in the workshop to work on myself with Hashem's help. Ilu haya boreh rotze la'abar yitaken et ishto, hu haya noten la nefesh ha'mesugelet lekabel ha'or. If Hashem wanted me to work on my wife, to help her, to instruct her, to fix her, he would have made her with a soul which was able to accept criticism. But since he doesn't want me to criticize her, rather he wants me to see simply a reflection about what I need to work on in myself, and to wake up and to fix myself. Therefore he made a wife with the soul that she has. Kasha ba me'il ishto, hina mochna b'shum ofen lekabelet ha'arotav. And when her husband tries to criticize his wife, she just can't accept it at all. B'chol shanam bayit ne'eras eikev kach. And all shanam bayit is destroyed if he tries to do this. Lachen ha'ba'al mochach limsor pitaron acher. Therefore, a husband has no choice but to find another solution. How am I going to correct the flaws and the problems I see in my wife? I need to find another solution. And I can't try and fix her. So what's my other solution? And what's the answer Rav Arish says? If I want to fix my wife, I fix myself, and I will see that automatically the problem is fixed in my wife, just like a mirror. If I fix my collar in myself and I look in the mirror, I'll see, oh look, the mirror got fixed. Amazing. It works. Just like a mirror. We just need a little bit of patience, a little bit of trust, and a little bit of faith in our rabbis and in Hashem, that this is how he made the world. We can trust him, we believe him. This is how the world works. I want to fix my wife, I need to fix myself. And even if I don't want to fix my wife, I still need to fix myself. Zohar teshuvah ha'ikarit l'sheila. This is the fundamental answer to the question, ketzad yitaken ha'bal ishto? How does a husband fix his wife? Rav Aris emphasizes and says, you should know you don't have to say a word to your wife. Not a word. How is she ever going to know to tidy the house if I don't tell her to do so? I ask myself. Answer? I start tidying the house myself. And hey presto, she will suddenly have a desire to tidy the house. How? That's not logical. Doesn't matter. I know nothing. I know nothing about how the spiritual world works. I don't go to the doctor and tell him when he tells me to take an aspirin or an Acamol to fix a headache. I don't go and argue with him and say, this little white pill, however, if I swallow it and it goes into my tummy, it's going to affect my head, with it, which hurts. However is that going to work? You're wrong. I don't argue with the doctor because I know nothing about biology. So neither do I need to argue with those who understand the spiritual world. If I fix myself, my wife will get fixed. I don't need to know why. I don't need to know how it works. I just need to know it. To rely on the doctor of the soul, Rabbi Nachman, our Gedolim. They know exactly what they're talking about. If they say that fix yourself, your wife will be fixed, then it's true, 100%. And if I don't believe it, so I need to try it. And then I'm going to see it works. Ki kol ikar mitzvot hanisuin, hen bishvil takanat habal. All the whole point of getting married is only to fix the man. U'mishum kach rach gavarim mechuyavim b'mitzvot hanisuin b'chol chumrata. That's why it's a strange idea, actually. It's an interesting idea that only men are obligated to get married. Women don't have the obligation to get married. Women are allowed to not be married. There's no obligation on women to get married and to multiply. It's on a man. Right? Why? Because Hashem knows, Hashem created the world, that the man needs to get married to be fixed. The woman doesn't need that. It's not for her. She doesn't need, like the old joke says, a woman needs a husband like a fish needs a bicycle. Right? Woman has no, it doesn't help, it just gives her grief, right? It doesn't, she doesn't get anything out of it, right? And no matter what, how great a husband you think you are, she doesn't get it, she gets more sorrow than she does pain, right? Hashem put into her head, Baruch Hashem, she's going to be blinded to the fact and she's going to want to marry you anyway. But only because Hashem did you a kindness, because really she doesn't need to get married at all. And she's got no mitzvah, no chiyuv, no obligation. It's nice, she wants to get married, Baruch Hashem. Everyone's very happy. She creates Bayit Ne'eman B'Yisrael. She creates a home in Eretz Yisrael. She helps a man to fulfill her tikkun. And she's doing great things. She's doing great chesed. She gets great reward for it in the world to come. But she's not obligated because it's not her tikkun. She doesn't need to get married to be fixed. She's already fixed. She's fine. It's only us. Therefore, when a woman enters a marriage and she has problems, she doesn't need to be fixed. I don't need to fix her. It's not my job to fix her. She cannot be fixed the whole time. Go to Shemayim, everything's wonderful. It's good. The fact that she was lazy and didn't wash the dishes and didn't clean up and she didn't bench when she was, didn't do whatever she was meant to do, it's not a problem. She's fixed, she's good, everything's fine by her. Hashem only gave her those flaws so I would work on mine. ואילו אישה הרוצה לשבת בדד, אין לה חיוב מעיקר הדין להתחתן. If a woman wants to live alone by herself, she has no obligation from the letter of the law to get married. ומזה ברור, and from this it should be clear, שכל תיקון הנישואין אין רק בשביל הגבר. Should be clear from this that the only fixing that needs to happen in a marriage is for the man. It's not for the woman. And so, hadvarim v'rorim lo divrei Rabbeinu Arizal. The Arizal said now becomes clear. She'amar she'kol anashim hem matukanot. The Ari said all women are already fixed. The Ari Hakadosh testified that that's true. V'asiba she'chazu b'gilgul nosaf. And the reason they came back in another Gilgul, in another reincarnation, we've been here many times before. We keep coming back until we're fixed. Women have also been here before, but they got fixed last time they were around. They finished what they needed to finish. We, on the other hand, as men, didn't yet finish the job. We've still got things to do. So the reason why we came back in this reincarnation is clear. We still got stuff to fix. Ezrat Hashem, we'll fix it this time round, and we're about to come back again. But women, the Ari said, have already fixed themselves So why, if they've already fixed themselves, did they need to come back into this reincarnation again? Hirak biglal shechrichu otan mishamayim. It's only because they made them in Shamayim, they forced them to come back, la'redi lo'olam hazeh, to come into this world, hashafal, this lowly world, al manat l'taken et ba'al shalahem, to come and fix their husband. They came here as a favor. They should really be sitting in Gan Eden. They don't need all of the struggles of this life. It's not fun. Childbirth is not a pretty picture. It's not pleasant. And even forget childbirth, the rest of life, putting up with us is not fun either, right? They come into this world, they should be in Gan Eden, they're done, they're fixed. But no, they came into this world for us, to help us be fixed. The least we can do is try and be grateful to them, try and be nice to them, make their stay here as pleasant as possible, and thank them profusely. They have no clue, they don't know, right? When they came out of the womb, the angel touched them on the lip and they forgot everything. And they forgot that they really only came down here to be fixed. And they actually think that they've got a job to do for themselves. And they go around trying to fix themselves and trying to work on themselves and trying to help people. Tov. But the truth is, Arizal said they're already fixed. They're only here to help us.
The angel teaches Torah, everything in Torah. But what is for a woman?
Also taught her Torah as well.
Torah? Oh, okay.
And that she forgot everything, meaning that she also forgot.
Oh, okay.
Right, we also knew why we came down here to fix. When we're in Shemayim, we had an Neshama, which knew everything. Right, knew exactly where we were. From the last Gilgul, from the last reincarnation, we came up. We probably had a spell in Gehinnom to fix up what we could fix in Gehinnom, and the stuff that Gehinnom couldn't fix, that could only get fixed by coming back down. So we knew we've got no choice, we'll have to come back down again. So we knew exactly what we had to work on, what we had to fix, why we needed to come down. And all that we forgot as well, because we're now here thinking, what am I doing here? I'm perfect, I'm a holy tzaddik, everything's good by me. Right? So we forgot that actually, no. So Hashem, Baruch Hashem, sent us our wives to come and help us in the task of locating those lost objects. Rav Nachman talks about finding our lost, Shavas Aveda, returning the lost objects, finding those things that we need to return, finding those pieces of our Neshama that we need to bring back, those bits of humility, those bits of kindness, those bits of Emunah that we still need to work on. We need to find them. To find what they are, we need to locate them, we need to bring them back. Lachen, therefore, kolisha hi matuchnenet bidyuk nimratz l'tachlit hazot. Therefore, every wife is perfectly prepared and ready for her job in this world. Sheba'ala yachzor b'tshuva. What's that job? So that her husband will yachzor b'tshuva, will do tshuva. If we're still in this world, we haven't yet done tshuva. We might have done a little bit of tshuva, Baruch Hashem, on the way, but we haven't completed our tshuva. We're here only to do tshuva. Tshuva means to return to the pristine soul that we should have. All those things, all those characters that we should have. To return to them, if we still haven't done that, we're not yet fixed, we're not yet done teshuva. Kol ta'ot pagam chisaron, every mistake, blemish, and lacking, etc. Sheyesh labal beruchniot, that a man, that a husband has in ruchniot, in spiritual matters, goreret automatit tuguva masuyemet viadua etzalisha, automatically causes his wife to have a problem, a result, a reaction. All of my lackings appear in her. Everything that she has is perfectly calibrated according to my lackings. She's fixed. She doesn't need to work on laziness. She doesn't need to work on lashon hara. Right? Whatever trait I see in my wife, It's only definitely exactly perfect for me. Hashem knew who she was going to marry 90 days before she was born. Bat Kol went out from Shemayim and said, Ploni Zeh is going to marry Ploni Zeh. And so Hashem knew when he put an Hashem into the world that she was going to marry me. And even if she didn't manage to marry her Bat Zug that was told from Shemayim, Chas V'Shalom, it happens occasionally, as soon as she became under the chuppah, then her neshama changed to be perfectly suited to mine. We became entwined in one neshama. And at that point, her neshama changed to give her the characteristics she needed for me. So even if you say she wasn't my bat zug, once she was under the chuppah, she became my wife. Now Hashem has changed her completely. And all her characteristics are perfectly suited to what I need to work on. וכל דבר פועל לכיוון השני, שכל הטובה, כל סגולה, התעלות מידה טובה כיוצא שהבעל זוכה לה, גורר גם אוטומטית תגובה חיובה, יודע מישתו. And so too with the good stuff. So too with the good stuff, it's also in my wife. ואנו נלמד התגובות הללו כדי לדע כיצד לפרש אותם, למען ידע הבעל מה עליו לתקן. And therefore, we're going to learn how to fix these through recognizing that this is the case, that our wife is a pure and true and holy reflection of us. We're going to learn how to fix ourselves, Bezrat Hashem.